Even the minchas chavitma v'koyin gadol from the parsha of dam. That's the most question. V'yinisa le'elef midam. Someone says v'chitem. Maybe you'll tell me Reb Leza milsa mi milsa legomer. Reb Leza is not learning out one thing from another thing. Even though by dam he holds you cannot have a kiddush lechatzoyim, there could be maybe by a mincha you could have it. You don't learn out a mincha from dam. Someone says no, it's not true. V'omer Reb Leza. Reb Leza says mincha shekomtzo teichal. You make the kmitza of a mincha inside heichel, inside the azara, inside heichel, mitlefnim, is ksheira. Lezol v'dievid, the kmitza, the mincha is good. Why? Shekein motzino besilik tzichim, that we learn out, but on every Shabbos, they take off the bezichim, they take off the two cups of the levoina on top of the shulchan, and that's called like a kmitza. And that's done in the heichel itself. So you see, you can make a kmitza in the heichel itself. So, Yichur learning out a regular mincha from the lechem, where it's also called milsa mi milsa. Samura says, no, I'll answer you. Mincha mi mincha yalef, enechnami. This type of a mincha, from that type of a mincha, the lechem upon him also has to do with a mincha. So you learn out regular mincha from lechem upon him. But mincha mi dam le yalef, but it could be a controversy, it does not learn out the parsha of mincha from dam, even though dam tak is not kodesh lechatzoyin, it could be by mincha he holds it is kiddush lechatzoyin. Another more is the question. Is it true that Reb Lez learns out even the parsha of mincha from mincha? I have a tiny learn like this. Achaloy pirko nifras lachma. Achaloy pirko means Rashi, before you took off the marocha of the lechem upon him on Shabbos, that used to put, we know, two rolls of six lechems on the shulchan, and the left of there the whole week till the next Shabbos. So by the next Shabbos, if before they took off the lechem, Achaloy pirko nifras lachma means like busted open, like the lechem itself cracked open. So lechem posel, then it's posel. And therefore, v'yeh makter all of esa b'zichin. When they take off the b'zichin, they cannot burn the b'zichin. Rashi says, halechem posel means the evelay mincha shechos for kredim kemitza. Because it's sort of like the mincha itself is missing before the kemitza. Because the kemitza of the lechem upon him is taken off the b'zichin and burning the b'zichin. See, at the time when you want to take off the bezichim, if the lechem himself like cracked already, it's called like it's a chosar, and therefore it's possible you cannot make a kmitza, you cannot burn the levoin, you cannot burn the bezichim. What about misha porko? Let's say after they took the lechem off the shulchan, now nifras lachma, now like the bread cracks open, so lechem possible, even though true the lechem is the possible because it's called chosar, but the lacha is all of us abzichin, but you let it burn the bezichin. Rashi says, "Afagav liyachas siluk nifras psula." Psula is called psula. Why? To have shirayim shechosru. Because it's considered now after you took off the bezichin and the lechem is called like shirayim left over from the kemitza, from the bezichin. And the locker is if the shirayim itself is chosru missing something, then kemitza lack Torah. Even though you're allowed to burn the kemitza, because the b'shas you made the kemitza, b'shas you took off the kemitza at that time, it was fit. It was a shalim, but now b'shas later, when the mincha becomes chasar, before you are makter the kemitza, the din is you're not allowed to eat the lechem b'shirayim. See also that mishaporko. If after you took the lechem and the bezichim off the shulchan, now it's nifras lachma, now the lechem becomes broken, part of it is missing, so halechem is posel, like the shirayim of the mincha you cannot eat, but the maktav all of esa bezichim. Now on this v'yom, Reb Elazar, loy parko mamish, it doesn't really mean that you took the lechem off the shulchan. El akivra and shagia zman lifrok, as long as it became Shabbos already, became Shabbos in the morning, that it's time now to take the lechem off the shulchan, even though the Kohanim did not take the lechem off the shulchan yet, still we consider it kemi shaparka dami. It's considered as if the lechem was taken off the shulchan. Then Rashi says, kibbut shigiyas mana means shover sheshois, when half the day went by already on Shabbos. That the Gemara says in Perek Tomi Tominishchat, that musafim b'sheish, and b'zichim was b'sheva. The b'zichim that took care of on the seventh hour after the sixth hour of the day. So now the question is, V'yamai, why is the kosher according to Reb Elazar? once it came the Giyaz Mana. Lifroik, even though they did not take off the Lechem or the Bezichim yet, we might have a Kimincha Shechosro Koidim Kemitza. The Chur, before you take the Bezichim off the Shulchan, you did not make the Kemitza yet. So it should be considered like the Mincha is missing before the Kemitza, and the Kemitza should be possible. So the Chur, you see, did not learn out the Shtei Lechem from the Pasha of regular Mincha. So Mar says, no, hold like Kasha, this is not a Kasha. I feel like this. Mincha, by a regular Mincha, the Svaris, Loi, Borir, Bereira, Kaimestidei. You're not sure, like, from the Mincha, what part is going to be the Kemitza. So therefore, if something is missing, it's considered like it's missing from the Kemitza. Therefore, the Mincha is possible. Because before you take off the Kemitza, it's not Borir, it's not clear which part of the Mincha will be the Kemitza. We don't know which part will be. Therefore, before we take off the Kemitza, if any part of the Mincha gets lost, it's Chosar, we have to be, it has a din as if the Mincha is Chosar, the Kemitza is Chosar. That's why it's possible. But over here, by the Shtei Lechem, and by the Lechem upon him, and the Shtei Bezichim, Vorera, Kemitz today, over here we know clearly what's called the Kemitz. Here we know clearly that the Bezichim is the Kemitz, not the Lechem upon him. So over here, Vechivon, Shigiyaz, Mana Lifroik, since it comes already the seventh hour of the day on Shabbos, it's the time to take off the Bezichim. It's command the Parka Dami. We consider it as if the Bezichim was taken off already. See, even though the Lechem upon him itself was Poras, Nifras, was broken, a piece was broken off it, and the Lechem is Chosar, but so what? It's considered as if the Kemitza is still Sholem, and we look as if the Kemitza was done already. Just by a regular Mincha, you can't say that Svara, we don't know where the Kemitza is going to be. But over here, that we know where the Kemitza will be, we consider as if the Kemitza was taken off already. That's why it's kosher. Smur is, Elo Mayativ, so this is Svara, Teve ki Shirayim Shechosru, Ben Kemitza Lak Torah. But our koponim, it should be like, you're missing some part of the Shirayim before you burn the Kemitza. Like here, you didn't burn the Kemitza yet. And then the locher is, Tiyei Maktirin Kemitz Aleihem. So the locher is by regular Mincha, even after you took the Kemitza, if now part of the Shirayim was Chosar, so then you're not supposed to burn the Kemitza. You could only burn the Kemitza, b'shas you're burning it, the whole Shirayim is here. See, even if you want to consider the Shtei Bezichim, as if they're taken off already, before it was Chosar, but so what? Still it should be also to burn the Shtei Bezichim, because the Shirayim is missing before you burn it. So Meron says, Lav Plukta Nidu, isn't that Machoikis? So Reb Lezer Sovel command the Yomar. Reb Lezer hold the current of Amman the Yomar that it says Shirayim Shechosru then Kemitza Lak Torah. In the case where you made the Kemitza of the Mincha, the time when you made the Kemitza, the Shirayim was the Sholem. Just after you made the Kemitza, then so was some Chosar, some part of the Shirayim left over Mincha got lost. So he'll hold Mak the Kermit Aleim that you are allowed to burn the Kemitza. Even though maybe not allowed to eat the Shirayim, but I call upon him, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. So Reb Lezer holds the court, let this man the Yomar. So therefore there's no Stephen Reb Lezer. He tackles that by Dam, you cannot make the Kiddush L'Chatzoyim. But by the Minchas Chavitim, here he holds, you could make the Kiddush L'Chatzoyim. And he does not learn out Mincha from Dam, but Mincha from Mincha, he does learn out. Gufa, what we just said before, Chavite Koyin Godol. What's the loch about the Chavitim of the Koyin Godol? Reb Yechonon Omar, Eino Kiddush L'Chatzoyim. Even this Mincha of the Koyin Godol, you're not allowed to make Kiddush L'Chatzoyim. You have to put the whole Asira Seifa in one clue, you can't do half and half. Reb Lezer Amano, Mitoich Shekorvo L'Chatzoyim, Kiddush L'Chatzoyim. Since the din is that the Koyin is supposed to bring half in the morning, half in the evening, therefore you can make Kiddush L'Chatzchilo L'Chatzoyim. Now Omar Rabbi Acha says, my time with Rabbi Yechonon, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechonon that he says you cannot make a Kiddush L'Chatzoyim? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Mincho Machatzitzo. It's a Mincho, and then divided in half. In other words, Hevi Mincho. First you have to bring the whole Asira Seifa, you have to have the whole Mincho in a Kli. You have to make the whole Kiddush at one time. And then the Yachakach afterwards, Chaytzehu. Then you first divided in half. That's the Pshat from Rabbi Yechonon. So this Gemara says, Mace, we have a question. It says, Chavite Koyin Godol, this Korban Mincha that the Koyin Godol bought every single day, Leho Yeboyas Chatzoyin, it did not come half, you can't bring it halfway. Ela Mevian Yisorin Sholem, you had to bring a whole Yisorin at one time. So Chatzeyu, then you divided it in half, and Vatani belong like this, Ilo nema mincha machtis. If would have said mincha hef, Hayisam would have said, I would have thought to say, may vi chatzi sor mi beisai shachris, that the Kohen Gadol has the right to bring a half of an isorin from his house in the morning. Oh, Makub, let him bring that for the mincha in the baboika. And then chatzi sor mi beisai arvis, he could bring another half of an isorin by evening for the second mincha. Oh, Makub. But no, Talmudim, the pasuk says, machatziso baboika. Means half in the morning means machzo mi sholen, half from a whole thing. That's called machatziso. Means machzo mi sholen, half of the whole thing.
What that
so that's called machzo mi sholen hu mevi. They have to bring half from the whole thing. Means you have to have the whole thing there first in the morning. So chutz the kashon Reb Lezer, chutz the writer Reb Yechanan. So Mar says no, this could be le mitzvah. There's only lechatchil le mitzvah. You're supposed to have the whole thing there at the beginning. Venechnami could be if you mark the half in the morning and then half in the afternoon, it would also be kosher, like Reb Lezer says. Oh, Malay Rav Gaviyah Mivaksil. The Rav Ashi, Aibo Chukah Ksivbo, it says here in this parasha the word Chukah. Right? It says, Olam Hashem. And we know whenever it says the word Chukah, it means Likuvra. So you would have to have a Sholem. So how could Reb Lezer say it could be Mekadish half in the morning and half in the afternoon? That you have to bring the whole Isorin at one time from your house. That you have to carry God has to bring every morning. Like Rashi says, the Avolinian Kiddush the Klisharis, but to put it into the Klisharis to Mekadesh it, it could be Imrotz and Mekadesh Lechatzoin. It could be if the Kohen God wants to, it could be Mekadesh half of it in the morning and half in the afternoon. So it would not be as Kasha on Rebbe Lezer. Now the Gemara asks, well, mi yom Rabbi Yechanan Hoch, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan says like this, that he says this mincha of the Kohen Gadol, you cannot be mekadesh lechatzoyin, is it true, well, mi yom Rabbi Yechanan Hoch, I have written, we learned like this, hifrish chatzi sorn, let's say he was mafrish, chatzi sorn, half of his mincha chavitim the Kohen Gadol, v'dayte loosif, and then he has that, a tear onto it, like Rashi says, lehashlim yisorn, k'dei min lekamor parakam lochas v'nesochim, you can't have less than Nisarin. So first he was Mafresh Echatz Yisarin. Then he has Das Teher onto it. So Rav Omer ain't a Kodesh. Rav says, no, it's not Kodesh. But Rabbi Yechanan Omer Kodesh. Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, it is Kodesh. So the question is why? Like, how could it be Kodesh Lechatzoyin V'yemiso? If it's true what he's saying, the Gabi Chavit and the Rabbi Yechanan says, it's ain't a Kodesh, Rashi says. See himself, V'yemiso, Lelef Mechavitin. Why don't I learn out all menachis from chavitin? Just like chavitin, you cannot be mekadesh half at a time. You have to be mekadesh the whole thing. See, so also the person first put a chatzi son in the kli, that should have no kedusha. So even if you have daita lohisif, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say it's kodesh? Someone says v'chitem, maybe you'll answer me and say Rabbi Yechanan milsim and milsim liyalef. No, Rabbi Yechanan doesn't learn out all the menachis from chavitin. There's a special locha by the chavitin the Kohen Gadol. But other menachis, maybe he holds, he could be mekadesh lechatzoyin. So Mara says no. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan himself says that shlomim sheshachton heichol. We have a korban shlom that you made a shechit in heichol. So ksher the loch with his kasha. Even though the mokum to shech the shlom is outside in the azara, if you bring this under the penim, he holds his nopsul his ksherim. Still the pasuk says v'shachatu pesach hayomayid. It is shechted by the pesach hayomayid. And we dashin shloye tofu. We hold that shloye tofu chama miyikor. That madach you let a shecht it outside the pesach oyamoyin. So for sure, if you do it inside the oyamoyin, inside the heichol, for sure it's kosher. The Rashi says v'chivon the azorik sheiro kol shchei the heichol kosher. Loitay azorik she tofu chamur miyikor. So what do you see? Alma yalef heichol mi azorah. You do learn out the heichol from the azorah. Just like in the Azara to Mokim Shchita for Shlomim, who I did, you can make the Shchita in the Heichel also, so you do learn out. So it's a Tzkashe, Rabbi Yechanan holds that by the Minchas Chavitim, you cannot be Mekadosh Lechatzoyin. How can you, by regular Mincha, he says you could be Mekadosh Lechatzoyin? So Mora says, no, here's much different. I'll tell you. Daito Elohisiv Shani, over here, true. First he put in the Chatzi Son in the Kli. So it could be at that time it was not Kaddish. But as soon as he has Das, to be moisif, he has das there to make it into an isaron shlomim, that's why it's kodesh. It's true, it's kodesh right now, but only because you have das there onto it. If you only have das in the Kaddish half and leave it that way, it could be it's not Kaddish. But by Yossi, we have das here onto it, therefore it's Kaddish. Tetanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Malayim. There has to be, Rashi says, Shinayim, Malayim, Silas. The most have to be filled up with flour. Sein Malayim, Elish, Shleimim. They have to be Shleimim. Rashi says, Ein Malayim means, Shoyim, Malayim, Mamish, Hamizrokim, Silas. Malayim, Kol Yisroel, Yisroelis. The Yisroel has to be there. Shekit, Shabutayach, Shleim, Hoyu. You don't have to fill up the cleat to the top, but as many Yisroels you put in there, they have to be Shalom. That's what Ashnir. That ain't Malayim el Shleim Kleima, the parenthesis it has. Shein Kodesh Shachay Yisroel Shalom. You have to have all Yisroel there. And Vomrev Yasi. Ein Mosai. When do I say it's only Kodesh to Mincha? If you have the whole Yisroel in the Kli. Bisman Shein Daisav Lahoysef. If you don't have Das Tid onto it later. Then if you have less than any Yisroel, it's not Kodesh. Abu Bisman Shein Daisav Lahoysef. But let's say right now you have less than any Yisroel in the Kli. As long as you have das hit onto it, so then we say Rishon Rishon Kodesh. The first thing that's put in does become Kodesh. So it could be that's from the Yechidin also. Even though we hold Ein Mekachin L'Chatzoyin by the Minchas Chavitin, that's only if you have das to leave half from this Kli and half from that Kli. But if you have das when you first put half from one Kli, you have das L'Hoysev to hit onto that Kli, then it could be it's better. The Chaim then takes Kodesh right now, even the half that's inside there. Nothing more says, V'rav v'chavitin, command Svirle. Rashi says, Rav d'yoma, then the forest chatzi yisorin, shein ha-kodesh. The Rav we just said before, we put a chatzi yisorin in the Kli, even though it's daitel hoisif, still Rav says it's shein ha-kodesh. And so, how does Rav hold by the chavitin, by the mincha v'kohen gadol? Rav v'chavitin, command Svirle. He holds like Rebbe Lezer that you could be mekadosh to chavitin lechatzoyin. If so, leilaf mechavitin. Why does he learn out Rav every mincha from chavitin? Just like chavitin, he could be mekadosh lechatzoyin. So every mincha also. The chitim maybe lets me know that Rav milsim and misal yalef. It could be Rav does not learn out regular mincha from chavitin, but maybe by the chavitin talk he holds like Rebbe Lezer that you could be mekadosh lechatzoyin. Because by regular mincha, Rav does not learn out. Where it says, no, it's not true. The Yom Rav, Rav says, Mincha Kedusha B'lo Shemin. A Mincha can have this Kedusha, even though you don't have Shemin in it yet. And Rav says, why? Shekein Mesinim B'lechem Aponim. We farm with a Lechem Aponim, it's a Mincha, and it has no Shemin. So you see, it could be Kodesh even without Shemin. Then why the Mincha can have its Kedusha B'lo Levoin, even though you didn't put Levoin in the Kli yet? Why? Shekein Mesinim B'minchas Nesochim. A minchat esochim doesn't have levoina, it has kedusha. Rashi says, "Aboyim kol azeva kedichsib betamid." A serious soif pasolas the minchah buva shemen. That doesn't say levoina. So if we could have a minchah kodesh without levoina, and why you could even have a minchah boloi shemen or boloi levoina, if you have no shemen in it and no levoina in it, also could be kodesh. Shekein mutzino be minchas chayta. We find by minchas chayta there comes without shemen, without levoina. So you see, Rav does learn out milsa mi milsa. Since so, if Rav says here that it can be mekadosh, a mincha lichatzoyin, so the Hechad the Gemara says, our korkach, it must be then, that Rav krab yechnan svirulei, that it must be Rav holds by minchas chavitin, like Rav Yechanan, that the Kohen Gadol cannot be mekadosh half in the morning and half in the evening. But rather, he has to be mekadosh the whole thing at one time. And therefore Rav holds all menachas of the same way, could only be Kodesh if you have the Oisorin at one time in the Kli. Now the Gemara says, goof, what we say before, Omar Rav, Mincha, Kedusha B'lai Shemin, it shayach to have a Mincha, it shayach to have a Kedusha, even though there's no oil inside it yet. And he says, why? Shekein Mesinim B'lechem Aponim. The B'lechem Aponim didn't have any Shemin. The same thing, B'lai Levoina, a Mincha could have a Kedusha, even though there's no Levoina in it yet. Shekein Mesinim B'minchas Nesochim. That a mincha has come with a zevach, there's no levoina. And Vaitij said also, b'loi shemen or b'loi levoina, even if the mincha is missing both, it doesn't have its shemen yet, it doesn't have its levoina yet. You only put the flour in the kli shoris. It could also have its kedusha. Why? Shekein motzino b'minchas chayta. We find by minchas chayta that a chayta brings or a chayta, that there's no shemen, there's no levoina. Now, the shemen levoina is kitri hai b'loi hai. It shayach to be mekadosh just the shemen by itself without the levoina. The same with the opposite way. For high below high, you could have the kiddush of the levoina without the shemen. Where do we find this? Shemen shekei mitzina b'lug shemen shel mitzera. By a mitzera, he has to bring a special lug of shemen, and only the shemen has a kedusha by itself without the levoina. The same thing, levoina, where do we find levoina has kedusha by itself? Shekei mitzina b'levoina habo b'vizichin. By the lechem upon him every Shabbos, there are two b'zichin full of levoina that came by itself. So you could have a kedusha, each one by itself. Now, Rabbi Chanin Omar, that loizu